as a pathway. So we did a study where we looked at the normal urothelium of people with bladder cancer. Bladder cancer particularly is known to have a field effect, so that many people get more than one malignancy in their lifetime. And we know that there are various molecular events that can be detected in histologically normal urothelium. In this study, we took 70 patients who'd gotten invasive bladder cancer, and we looked at adjacent carcinoma in situ and distant normal urothelium. And we then compared that with normal urothelium from patients with benign disease or prostate cancer, and found that you had much higher levels of methylation in the normal urothelium and the carcinoma in situ in those patients with malignancy than those without. And these levels could be very discriminative towards their response to traditional treatments such as BCG, and really showed that the events were going on at a very early stage in the disease. Secondly, this is a very good clinical marker because it uses DNA to detect it. DNA is very stable, and we've all seen Jurassic Park, so we know that you can get DNA from dinosaurs from millions of years ago. More recently, Egyptian mummies have had their genome sequenced.